The number of food trucks in Birmingham has exploded over the last few years. With their bright, flashy colors and catchy names, food trucks feel trendy. But not so with one of the first food trucks launched in Birmingham more than four decades ago. No bells, no whistles, just a white truck with a red stripe. Residents of predominantly black communities around Birmingham know him simply as Travis. Randy Revel reports.
On a recent morning, Travis Holmes sets up his food truck in a gas station parking lot on the west end of Birmingham. A few auto mechanics start lining up for an early lunch. Holmes specializes in Chicago style.
Onions, peppers, garlic, Chicago mild sauce, and specially cooked grilled items, burgers, sausage, chicken.
In the 70s, Holmes opened Travis Chicago Style, his very first food truck.
And women would come out with their robes and gowns on and house shoes on, driving down there late at night in the cold to get two Polish sausages.
Daisy Glasgow lives in West Birmingham. She was pregnant at the time. She says Travis's food was her nighttime craving.
I would get one every Friday night. Travis had me a big hamburger, and I could tell him, I said, I want that big hamburger. All I wanted was sauerkraut in a bun. And I know Travis, that's been 40 years.
Travis quickly gained a loyal following within the community, but he recalls one event in 1983 that catapulted his business forward, the funeral of legendary University of Alabama football coach Paul Bear Bryant.
Bear Bryant must have had 50 to 60,000 people at his funeral, all of them down the street. And I was the only food truck then.
Soon people knew if they wanted a Polish sausage or a burger from Travis, they best be prepared to wait in a long line. At this year's Magic City Classic football game, while Travis browned onions and turned sausages on the grill, a radio personality nearby riled up fans. Over the years, Travis has relied on word of mouth. Friends text or call each other when they spot his truck around town. I wondered how Holmes keeps such a loyal following in the digital age. Dan Monroe is co-founder of Cayenne Creative, a Birmingham advertising firm.
People say bad news travels fast. I would say news about good food travels fastest of all. Especially in a community like Birmingham. We are food people.
Monroe says Travis has had decades to build up his business.
So now you're talking about second generation, maybe even third generation people who have heard about Travis from their parents or even their grandparents. And he's become, in his own way, legendary.
Travis, though, attributes his continuing success to the quality of his product. He says he always knew he had great recipes.
And I knew that eventually, after I get to taste it and see what the taste, and they would tell somebody else, and that person would tell somebody else. And I knew that the word of mouth would circulate, and that's what happened.
His very first customers now have great-grandchildren enjoying his cuisine, and he's grown from one truck to four. And he has a Facebook page. It's bare bones, mostly fans posting food pictures, but they're also sharing their location, showing where Travis Holmes is now. For WBHM, I'm Randy Revel.